It's 27 past six. Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
In rugby league, three Titans players selected to play against Newcastle on Sunday despite cocaine charges against them.
Yeah, this is interesting. It relates to the fact that here in Australia we have this thing called innocent until proven guilty, basically. What's happened is that the QCs there's the rustle of silk everywhere on the Gold Coast yesterday. They've gone through the evidence, and we know that these players, plus two others, are going to plead not guilty when it goes back to court on May the 8th. And the legal eagles have had a long, hard look at it. They've decided to allow these players to play until such times as they are dealt with by the courts. Now, there is some indication around that being dealt with by the courts may take as long as a couple of years. So it probably seems appropriate. They'll be allowed to play. There'll be lots of people who agree with that. But certainly after losing, getting absolutely thrashed by Penrith when they went to Bathurst last weekend, I think a lot of the Gold Coast officials would welcome these players back from a playing point of view, although their CEO, Graeme Annesley, said that's got nothing to do with the situation that was announced yesterday. It was all about working their way through all the legal issues. And to be fair to Annesley, he was waiting for a lot of documents before he was making a decision one way or the other on these players. And it seems those documents are now available. It also, must also be said that the players' lawyers have maintained from the outset that the case against these people is very, very weak indeed. That's their assertion. I'm sure the Queensland, the QCCCC, I'm not sure how many C's there are in that, have a different view of that.
Okay, and a couple of quick ones. Bernard Tomic, Thanasi Kokkinakis showing the way for Australia at Indian Wells.
Yeah, well, Indian Wells is one of these big tournaments in the Californian desert that sort of can help define how a tennis season goes. And look, we're seeing Bernard Tomic also trying to redefine himself as a member of this little, let's call them the three musketeers, Nick Kyrgios, Thanasi Kokkinakis, and now Bernard Tomic, the future of Australian tennis. All three pretty young. And Tomic defeated David Ferrer of Spain in straight sets, 7-5, 6-4, to get to the quarterfinals. Kokkinakis is there too, so it means there'll be at least one Australian in the semifinals, Fran.
That's great news. In horse racing, it's only humans who get upset about the barrier draw. The horses really have no idea what number gate they're coming out of, do they?
Yes, yeah, we're channeling the wonderful Gay Waterhouse. She says that you know, the horses have no idea what barrier they're starting from. That's after Vancouver. Her fancy for the Golden Slipper drew barrier 18, and she also said she's great at this. She said that it's not where they start, it's where they finish, Fran.
Oh, that's like politicians saying the only poll that counts is election day, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, Gay's trained five Golden Slipper winners, so she's an oracle to whom we can turn on these matters, Fran.
Yeah, I guess so. And the rich race this weekend, this Saturday. Thanks very much, Warwick. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Fran.
Warwick Hatfield.